Je ne vois de rien.
Originally I wanted to stay on, so I saw the Olam originally wasn't handling so much, I was in the Supik. So at the end they did, maybe if we have time, we'll get to maybe the Shibud. Gemara bring the Braisa. Sloim Dinun state, Malva Imer Chomish, Leiva Imer Sholish. Didn't say clear the amount of the Sloim, the Dinun in the Shark. Minimum is Stein. And the Leiva is being Moida to Sholish. Shimon Lazar Imer, Hoyle, Hoyle, Mixes, the Tan Yishav. Shimon Lazar says, the regular made the mixes. The key of shoes made the mixes. Kiva ima ina illa ka meisha aveda pot. Kiva holds the tour of meisha aveda. It's a tour of meisha aveda. So, the beer of the dim to meisha aveda. Over here, nechla kurash vatoisis. She tells him about Rav Gimel. Now she learns that the dim meisha aveda is it's a new dim. There's the dim meisha aveda in the Mishnah Gittin. In Chesim Aveiz, Rashi here learns the Rabbanon, Rashi Bekulon the Raisa. And Tosfos learned it was Migul. Tosfos learned it's Migul. Shan de Machlokes, Kiva holds the Zeptur of Meisha Aveidim, the Rabbanon here. Rav Shimon Elazar, there's no more first Rashi, in the beginning of the Gemara, Behemshach Gemara, Rashi says Rav Shimon Elazar holds there's an Aruma Kama Arim in three also. The list came in them, that's the Pshalofi Rashi. Tosfos asks, why shouldn't there be a Ptur of Migul? Hey, the few choices of Akiva is saying that the reason why the tiny shoulder should put her in the shoe is because of Migul. Why shouldn't Rabbi Shimon Elazar give you to the Migul? The choices say Shleima. Even the Helich Potter and Yemer Shtayim have a Likoy for a call, they ain't other maids. It's all the Yechidish. Shtayim choices that the reason why Rabbi Shimon Elazar holds no Migul is because if you tiny Shtayim and you hold Helich Potter, the Shlav and the Gemara says in the beginning and having the Gemara. The more thought the reason when you take your tiny shtayim, your pot from Yeshua is because of Halach. Zoktoises are nice that if you tiny shtayim, you can have a din of ha'oza, it's a migud ha'oza, and you mainly can't tiny shtayim because there ain't other mates. So Nachas Dovid is metaman toises, he has a few kashas, but he says, it's very hard to understand toises. Main a metzias, he's being moyed at the shtayim, he's not being koyfer akol metzias. Yeah? In Toizim of Furish, that the feed of my number of Helich is Chayiv, it's not considered a Koifra. Why? Because he's being made at the Shtayim. In fact, the Nachas Dovid, the halachic din of Helich Chayim or Potter is going to affect whether or not you're Ozer or not. To figure out a Metzias, is Shtayim considered Ozer or not? He's saying Helich Tegeshtayim, I'm asking him, it's a Helich Tegeshtayim. But when someone says Shtayim, if you're saying Shtayim and he's saying Helich, here it is, it's already finished. Is that considered Ozer or not considered Ozer? The din of Helichayim and Helich Potter is going to affect the din of Ozer. So I'm trying to make life. The Tosis is the Chiddush Rav, the Chiddush of Tosis. I'm trying to make this lighter. The Aleph stay in Tosis. We had this in mind last week when we were Moram, is that it seems to be from La Rishain and the stomach in the middle of the Sugi is like, we spoke about the different Mahalchim and Helich. So in the Meiri says that the gather of the din of Helich is, it's al derech koifer bakal. The derech that the chmishin that you moide when you have a helich dik oida, it's considered that it's not bechalal din udvarm. It's considered it's al derech kaifer kol. We mentioned then a little bit that the ksois has another malach. The beetsim as the taina by helich beetsim could be this din udvarm. It's felt in oida. It's felt in oida. The ingredient that the oida adds and contributes to the shvuas moide mixes. That's what is in mail. So the aleph base of this toisus and any rishon who say like toisus, the toisus that's a rosh of their parents, and then the rishon is called like the mir. If they're saying that the din helich potter is going to say you're considered, you make a ozah because considered like your koyf rakol. I see that they're going like the mute. They're saying that the gedder of the lumdus of Halach is that you're considered your koyf rakol. If considered a koyf rakol, we could start hearing that maybe if in halacha you consider a koyf rakol, maybe that affects your ozah. But the Felix Sois, that Halach is not because there's a koyf rakol, Halach is because there's some sort of chisarn in the hoidah, it's not a hoidah mechayeves, or something like that. So then that's going to create a ozah that's going to affect the ozah. So this is her. That's out. But I think the Nachas Dovid is asking after. I think the Nachas Dovid understood that. It's before Shalosh and the Tosis that he's going like the Mir. Nachazdar is asking Bekozois. I hear in Lomdis, the gather of Eilich is, halachically it's like considered that he's been kofer bakol. But the Lechor Ha'oz is totally in Baal Patishkeit. Lechor Ha'oz is totally in Baal Patishkeit. That's Lechor in the Nachazdar is Kashat. First of all, the Hektim first, we spoke about last week. Near not the wrong, the din of Halach. That which Halach, when the Miri says the Halach is Matzliach, the Duch the Halach, we're Mesalik, the din of Dvarim, the Taina, the Taich Shlop means the din of Dvarim. It's not necessarily Mitzad the Etzim Mitzias that the case gets closed so quickly, Mitzad Bezn. The Pshad is Tifer, that is Kishmoy, the name of the Sug is Halach, he's Tining Halach, that's what it's called. Hoidah is a Halach Dika Hoidah, that's together. Hoidah, the Pirish, the way Chazal accept the Halach Dika Hoidah, is it's a Hoidah that's saying, you don't have to be Metaveah. You don't have to be Teveah. It's not part of the Dinu Dvar. Like, accept the Hoidah. That's the way Chazal looked at the Hoidah. There's a Hoidah, that's Hoidah, that's agreeing. There's a Hoidah that's going into the Dinu Dvar. It's diving into the Dinu Dvar. And there's a Hoidah that's being misalik from the Dinu Dvar. Halach is a Din in the Hoidah. So, what we spoke about that last week. So, what is Rabbi Chiya arguing there? What is Rabbi Chiya arguing? Rabbi Chiya holds that once there was a Tvi and Bez, and once the Tain came with a Taina, We don't accept your halach to be mesalik the din of dvar. We say fakir, it was too late. If you taka, you were kadma l'tviya. If you would have paid before the tviya, then I've added no din of dvar. But ad kama noch the tviya, you came with your idol, even the halach of the was mesalik. You can't be mesalik the din of dvar. Kum to is that it's totally in the machalikas of chiyur m'sheishes. How is tainis neskavul mbez? It's not only halach. It's what's for a tain hotem mbez. Like Rav Sheshes, the Kum Tois, when the person tiny is Halach, what's he tiny? Dig deep down, what's he tiny? He's tiny. You're tiny to me, Sloim Dinrim. Shtayim, the Shdofos are in. Shtayim, you didn't have to come to Bezdin. On the Sholish, you're going to Kayf Rakol. That's better what he's tiny. It'll be Sholish. The only thing you're dining on me is Sholish, I'm going to Kayf Rakol. As I hear, it's like tiny of Rav Sheshes. It's not true. You can't say, Shtayim, get out of here. Shtayim, there is no Dinu Dvarim. Shtayim, let's talk about it on the Sholish. Free Abchir is not Niskabel Zazach. Ad Kama, he was the Taina, the Tevea was Mechel, a Dinu Dvarm Bebezdin. The person who's Taining Shtayim, even if it's Halach, he's not Matzliach to say Dinu Dvarm. So with the Pirush of his Taina, we don't see a Taina saying that there is no Dinu Dvarm. Kum Tois, it's a regular Moed HaMitzvahs. That's not going to affect the Oza. What we're trying to bring out is that the Din of Halach is not just Halacha the Gedin. The Din of Halach is how we done his Taina. How we done his Taina. Then I could hear that it affects the Oza. Tosefos, one more Tosefos, at the end of this very portion. And as you see in Tosefos, there's a Balabatish Nekuda that the Oza of Kofer Bakol isn't a matter of dollars and cents. The Oza of Kofer Bakol isn't, is it you owe nothing or you owe a little bit. The Oza isn't, if I say at the end of the day I don't have any money by you, that's Oza. If that's true, then, as we call alumnus, at the end of the day, he's saying he owes too. You see Tosefos, the Oza is, the Oza in Dinu Dvarim. The Oza is when a person is tiny, that klapi, everything that there's a Dinu Dvarim, you have no shaykhs to me, that's oz. If I'm saying shtayim, if I'm tying shtayim, and I'm saying that shtayim I owe you, but not betoich dinu dvarim, and in the dinu dvarim I'm saying, you're not a baldover, klapi, all the dinu dvarim, I'm a kofer, that's called oz. That's called oz. So I'm trying to understand that with these few nakudas, that Aleph, first of all, Tosis is going like the Miri, it's a kofer bakol, that the gather of Halach is kofer bakol, days, that the Halach is tight stuck in the time. Now, if Gemina Mandam, Halach Chai, Halach Potter is not only in halacha, the nafkmina is in how we mekabel this taina. Gimel, the Tosis holds the oza is nimdad, not only is in dollars and cents. The oza is anytime I'm telling you that when you have a din in dvarim, the business can bal dover. And when avada you owe me, but you owe me something that didn't have din in dvarim. That's what I'm saying. Avada, I'm sorry, I owe you. Avada, I'm maskim, I owe you. But I'm definitely think there was no din in dvarim. That's what I'm telling. I'm telling. I was on the way to pay you. That was not part of the entire. What is part of the dvarim? I'm saying, get at it. Go fight. So that's cool. Hazard. That's the chiddush of Tosis. That was in the Chadash in the Yesh Lamech Tosis. Yeah. In the Guf HaSugya, the Hemshech, the Gemara tries to bring a raya from the Din, from the Machlokes, Shimon Lazar and Rav Akiva. It's Mashmat, Sai Lefi Rav Akiva, Sai Lefi Rav Shimon Lazar, Rav Shtayim would be Potter. It's two Lashonis in the Gemara. But if they were Moed in Shtayim, it would be Potter. Why? Because of Halach. Shmami no Halach is Potter. And then come to us, I'm just coming to the Maskonis HaSugya. Maskonis HaSugya is Mavur, that Avada, Shtayim Avada is Potter. Shtayim la'locha, shtayim l'fiyah b'shem lozer, shtayim l'fiyah l'kiva, shtayim is potter. It comes down to through the Gemara, there are three possibilities why shtayim is potter. Either shtayim is potter if you hold halach is potter. Shtayim is potter if you hold halach is potter. Or even if you hold halach chayim, the Gemara says there's another two reasons. Either because misayel l'shtar, the dialogue goes with Rashi. Misayel l'shtar means that there's a smach, a goyis a smach, kamat edus, there's an edus from the shtar that's saying, Mana Avis in the Shtad is saying that the Loi Vataka only owed two. So Mamela, that would be Masal of the drawer, there would be no drawer to Mechayiv Meshu. Or the third Malach Namor says, because the Hidah of Shtayim is a Hidah to Shtar, and a Shtar Shiba Kakois. And that's a Hidah of Shiba Kakois. The Ein Nishboin al Kfir Shiba Kakois, Razi's Masbir, Azoivi, you don't swear on Shiba Kakois, the Hidah of Kakois doesn't bring to Shiba Kakois. That was the Sugi Sagamo. So you do with the Rambam, before the Halacha of Agamar, bring the Halacha of the Lechaira. Mishen already tied the Lechaira, for me it's Nelem, it's not, it's like Nishvi the Ganze Sugi. Rambam, who has time in it in Pergdal, the Lechadal, Shtal Devek, a new Klal in Moedim Mixas. Ein Moedim Mixas Chayiv Shua, at Shiyoyda Bedover, She'ef Shulay Lichbar Boy. You're not Chayiv Moedim Mixas unless you are Moedim something that it was a possibility to be created. Keitza, Misha Tona Chaveir Va'omar, Meya Dinrim Yeshli Yetzachot. Chamishim shebistar zeh. I'm telling you, chamishim b'shtar v'chamishim b'alpe. And the loiva answers to him, I owe you the chamishim shebistar. You're masking the shtar. The chamishim b'shtar masking. The chamishim b'alpe. I'm koyfer b'ko. Ains the chorit moedim mixas. That the ains the moedim mixas atayna shere shtar loy toil kvi rosei boy. Are you calling the chasim shubban the moed? So fierce with the Rambam. Or on the Rambam wanted that. But the yisrael the Rambam is since the shtar loy toil kvi rosei. There's a din. Of moment Shein Yachalich Vavoy does not create a Shuas Maidah Mitzvah. Shein bring the Ramban over here, comes and says, the Gantz Sugi, is a Sugi Arucha Nishvi the Ramban? Zok the Ramban, our whole Sugi was talking about someone who is Teveya, the Shtayim Zichor, or Shtayim Shabashtar. And the whole Sugi the Gemara goes to and dons, it should be a Maidah Mitzvah and the Shtayim Shabashtar. The Gemara says three separate reasons, it doesn't say the reason of the Ramban. The Mosma Vur is Shtayim is part of either Al Selich, either because of the Loivitz, there's a Suah from the Shtar to the Loivitz, or because of Einish Bonat Kriya Shikav Gaiz. It doesn't say the time of Rambam, right? Shtei Mefurish Nishvi the Rambam. Shtei Mefurish, as the problem of the Rambam, that the Shtar is undetestable, you can't uncontestable, you can't start up with the Shtar, you can't be kui for the Shtar, that's not a problem. As that would be my doing mixes. Memeil and Afgamina, if you find a Shtar that doesn't have all the three problems of the Gemara, the Marshal, the Shtar Ksav Yodai, the Shtar that does not written Edom on the Shtar, the Shtar that only the Mal of it, the Loivet himself wrote an IOU, so that halacha doesn't collect from Shibadim. Yeah, so that doesn't have any of the dinim of the Gemara. It's not Heluch, it's not Misayel Ishtara, it's not Inish Baruch Kviyah Shiva. It's not any of the reasons of the Gemara of Adilu to be a dinim of the Mixas. Right? If you're the Rambam, then it's Eino Yochel Lichbar Bo. You don't need the fact that it's Mishabodim as long as he has a Ksav Yad. You can't be Koifer. It's Dr. Rambam, Shtei Nar Sugin Ishvi the Rambam.
The Rambam added Shari
Kol Chasim Mishabodim. Right, so the Rishonim Zichar didn't learn that was Iker. Some of them learned the Mishnah Melech has a Pshat. And Harei Kol Nachazirun was the Rambam was burning Akasha. That's the chur for me. That's where the Rishonim learned. I'm sure I'm not going to be marachin in it. They learned that the Harei Kol Nachazirun wasn't part of the Sinas Tam. Agam, he means Agam Kol Nachazirun Shabbat. That's when the Mishnah Melech learns in one mouth. Yeah. So we find there's common mahalchim in the Rambam. There's really four mahalchim in the Rambam. The Lamaisa, there's one of them, two ikri mahalchim. One red duch. I've had him in matimit with the sugya. I want to bring out a chashav and a kuda. Again, I want the Ilum's help a little bit. I think it's rearing out a very chashim nekuda in Maidah Mixas and Eilach. It's not in Mahalach, the Rebbein Peretz, the Ritva brings the B'Shem Taisus. The Rebbein Peretz doesn't say the Rambam, but clear, Chil is Musiachas, Lashid is the Rambam. But again, everyone's asking, the Gemara doesn't mention the word about the Rambam. The Rebbein Peretz says, Kum Se Dingana Farashi, in the Taich, when the Gemara says, Misael Eishtar. The Gemara asks, L'chur, you see, Shtayim is Potter because of Eilach. Zok the Gemara, no, really, Loilam Eilach is. Shani hochodik ha-misayel ha-shtar. Rashi learned, misayel ha-shtar means misayel to the loiv. To the loiv, the pashas of the shtar is mashma, only shtayim. The loiv is tiny, I only owe you shtayim. It's misayel to the loiv. It patters him from a shua. A big chiddush in Rashi. It's ke'ein edus, it's ke'ein the vagueness of the shtar, the stimus of the shtar is so strong. As if it's edus, and it patters the loiv from a shua. As if it's edus, patters the loiv from a shua. But a parrot says, not to pshan anymore. Misayel ha-shtar doesn't mean misayel to the loiv. Misayel Eishtar means Misayet to the Malva. When the Malva originally came, and to be Tever Shtayim, not that the Shtar is saying only Shtayim, the Shtar is saying definitely at least Shtayim. And when the Malva originally came to be to Tever his Shtar, claim his Choyv, there was a Siyuah to the Malva at least Shtayim. So what's it? The Yisrael of the Rambam. The Gemara is saying the Yisrael of the Rambam. That when the Malva comes with Zayn Tviyah, and it's a Dor Sheim Yochel Lichbar Boy, there's no Dinsh from Moedim Mixas. So other Rabbah, if you remember the parents, the Gemara, the Maskonis, the Gemara Gufa is, the Gemara Gufa says, Gufa for the reason of Rambam. Forget, Makori Nichbat from the Gemara. This one mahalach. Even the fiyah b'chiyah. This will not be totally. This will not be totally in b'chiyah in the Rebbeim. That's clear the fiyah ben aperitz. That's the point we want to point out. Fiyah this mahalach ben aperitz in the ritva. It comes out that this study of the Rambam is not the etzem geherz ahilah. It's a big smach to that. The Rambam brings it totally not with the din of halach. The Rambam brings it paragdal, the din of halach before. Paragdal, the Rambam brings it totally not with the din of halach. He brings it with din of toyin v'nitin. He brings it, the Rambam is saying all kinds of halachas. You have to be toyin, a dover, shevaminyan, shevamida. After that, the Rambam says, he brings down his din, you have to be a moida sheikh aliruvoy. Very geschmack, we might as well more a little bit soon. It's not totally in the din of chiyab sheish, this is the Rambam. However, in the Andu Rishonim, Rajab, the Rambam, the Rambam, the Muki Yosef, they learned Hanush. They were addressing this question. Where did the Rambam see in the sugya? So the Rajab, interesting, the Rajab Taka says, not only does the Rambam have a way to learn the sugya, the Rambam held this muchach, mitoich meni obey in the sugya. The Rajab said that when the Gemara says, Hai shtar, originally, the psicha of the Gemara kumt with the Hanocha, that a shtar is helichu, Hai shtar kivin the Gemara be helichu. Zok to Rajab, the Rambam had no way to learn the Gemara kapshuta. It couldn't mean the Gemara kapshuta pashur helich. The only way the Rambam had the Gemara, the must mean it's halach midin mamachin yateyach halach mamachin. As there's Dr. Rambam. The skikul of Arshbein, what's pshat in the Gemara, kivin the haishtad kivin the halach. The Rambam had to say, is new yisrael, bal kochach, the Gemara is saying, halach midin, when the Gemara says it's halach, it's not halach like Rashi, because karkois, they're meshubit, and they're oimid l'gavayna, and you have a star of them, the karkois mitzan atzman are halach. The reason why it's halach is midin, shein yachalach papa. First, Pasha Pshat, they had a little Pshat in the Rajma. Yeah, and we'll hear what the Rajma means, because Miram is too, that the Rambam couldn't have learned the Gemara Kapshuta. The Rambam Shita is in Halach, in real Halach. Rambam says that the Halach is talking about a case, Chiddush, more than all the Rishonim, that it's talking about a case, you mamish while you were Maida, you gave the money over to the hand of the Malva. You gave the money while you were Maida. Not Mzuman the Freya, not Shechobachal Makam Shem. You gave over the money to the Malva. That's your Shita's Aram. Shem the Rambam holds the only way to Mesalik the Din of Devarim is. Now it's ready to pay, it's zooming to pay, you pay. So very geschmack to say that the Imak Kavana, what the Raj was saying, that the Rambam Lishitosoi couldn't learn the Gemara Kipshute that Kakoyis are Halach. The other Rishonim are able to learn Kakoyis are Halach because Kakoyis, wherever they are, they're Oimid Lugavaina, they're Mezumin Lefroya, they're Mezumin Lefroya. Or the Rambam holds it's not enough to be Mezumin Lefroya. Halach means that it's already finished, it's already in the hands of the Malva. You could say Kakoyis already in the hands of the Malva, Mitzah Atzmut. That could be the Rambam couldn't learn the Gemara Kapshuta. So the Rambam saying the Gemara has to mean something else. The Gemara means midin shtar shein yochel lichpurbo. We'll get back a little bit to the beer in a few minutes. But what's choshev, first we point out, the umas, Rabbeinu Peretz, besides that, I think it's a little bit of a different mahalach than Rabbeinu Peretz. But it's mefurish lefi this mahalach that this is tali, the din of the Rambam is tali in the din of Rabbi and Rabbi Sheshet. With lefi the mahalach of the Rishonim, the Gemara is saying, Shema mino helich potter. The Gemara is saying this din, the Gemara is coming mikoyach the din of Mamon Shin Yachal Uba, and the Gemara is saying, Shema Amin Oelech Potter, Harei Lefi Reb Chia, you wouldn't agree to this din. If you do shine in the din of Rambam, a Mamon Shin Yachal Uba is totally in the Rishon. Vos lik din the Shin in the Rishon. So let's start first with Ben Peretz. Ben Peretz is Klar, you see Klar, you touch the Divra of Ben Peretz. What's the Pshat? Ben Peretz is saying, the Fidu Rambam, this din is not totally Bechlal in the Machloikas of Chia and Roshashis. It's main under and din the Gamer. What's the pshat? So the lashon of Rabbeinu Peretz is that since Mesayei Shtar, since the Shtar is being Mesayei the Malva, and the Malva is coming, he's coming backed up by a Shtar. It's uncontestable. So that's not Bechlal the time. It's not Bechlal the Tfiyah. But he's coming to Tain the Chomish. Shtayim is in the Shtar, there's nothing to talk about. He's not Tain really Chomish, he's Tain Shalosh. He's not Tain Chomish Bechal. That has nothing to do with the Mechiyah Rishesh. It's a regular Kodesh Makol. It's a Mamash Kodesh Makol. I'm not Tain Chomish in being Moedit to Shtayim. I'm tying Sholosh. That's a Loshon of Rabbeinu Peretz. Chor needs beer. What does Rabbeinu Peretz mean? It's clear. That's the gang of Rabbeinu Peretz. If you do the way the Rabbeinu Peretz have won in the Rambam, it has nothing to do with the Chiyuv Sheishes because it's a Pashur Kaif Makol. It's not Bechlal. There was never ever a tying of Chomish. Shalos, what does Rabbeinu Peretz mean? There wasn't a tying of Chomish. Avadi comes into Bezdin and he ties Chomish. It's clear that a person doesn't just come in. And it's not clear. A person doesn't come and hang up the Shtar. So, you know, Bezdin, read the Shtar. They come tying Chomish. He tainis chomish. He has a star misayeyaloi. That's a losh. A star is misayeyaloi. Of a vada and mitzias there was a tefiyah of chomish. So what's the name of Rabbeinu Peretz? The chur Rabbeinu Peretz means, this is based on what we saw last week, is that he means a vada the mitzias in the physical world was a tefiyah. Of a mitzad that didn't udvarim. Spoke about last week. Every single tefiyah, when you come to tefiyah in bezin, the tefiyah in venitin, it usually evokes in a mitz a din udvarim. It's meichel a din udvarim. You bring a tainit a bezin and a mitz a din udvarim. And then the parents are saying, when you come with a shtar, that's a taina. Yeah, but I'm saying a finished taina. I'm not saying a taina. I'm saying a statement. I'm not saying a taina that's supposed to bring to dinu dvorim. I'm saying finish, fartik, you owe me. It's a fact. You owe me two. You owe me the two is a fact. I'm not saying a taina that brings dinu dvorim. This taina has no mocking for dinu dvorim. The taina has no mocking for dinu dvorim. And when there's no mokum for dinu dvorim, haidah, that's you saw last week, haidah, that shaloi mitoich dinu dvorim, when there's no dinu dvorim, so then there's no mokum for loitam mixas. Zokta ben aperetz, gaval gazach. The machloikis of heiluch is, Rebchir b'sheshes is, when the taina mitzal atzmo is coming to yemechel b'dinu dvorim, when the loiva comes and he's come misalak zayin b'dinu dvorim, he comes with his haidah, and he comes with the heiluch dek haidah, and he says, what do you mean? There's no dinu dvorim over there. There's no dinu dvorim. We come with the halach d'goydo. That's the machloikas of Bchir Rav Sheshes. Of the Rav Bchir and Rav Sheshes argue, and they say, is a matzliach. The haido of the loiva managed to set back. That was the teveah came. The malva came and tried to make dinu dvorim. And now the loiva says, and the nitva says, no, there is no dinu dvorim. That's their machloikas. We see it's a siluk of the dinu dvorim. Oh, but what happens when the teveah mitzal atzmoi? When it kumt, zayin tviya kumt, it's backed up. It's uncontestable. And when the tviya mitzal atzmoi is that tviya which is not nitin loden boy. It's not nitin loden boy. That's a taina that's mufka mitzal atzmoi dinu dvorim. That doesn't do with halach. Everyone agrees to the yisoy that you need dinu dvorim for maidan of shruv maidan mixes. The question is when it's started by the teveah and then the nitva wants to be misalik, it could be misalik. Oh, but when the tviya comes in meikara, there's no tzad of dinu dvorim. So mitzad the tefillah, the dinu dvorim doesn't start. The dinu dvorim doesn't start in the shtayim. That's what he means. It's not bechal the time. It's not bechal the dinu dvorim of the time. It's mere geshmak, the mahalach of the Ben Benetz and the Rambam, because everything says in the Rambam. There's no imkain. The Rambam's loshen is when he says the din ain't kvira. That's all he talks about. He doesn't say memeil. It's not hoidah. He doesn't say anything else. He just says no kvira. The feel of Ben Benetz is the sign yishak, the yisoid of toyin and nitin. That's kapanim the feel of Rambam is a tzad kvira. A toyin v'nitin means I'm being taina when there's a tzad kvira. Does Dr. Rambam, when there's no tzad kvira, the Rambam zok the gan tzavart. When there's no tzad kvira, when there's no kad kvira pirush, there's no din advar. Mamash ein yochol lichpar means there's no tzad. Usually I tie into the tzad, I have to wait to see. You're going to be kofir, you're going to be maidin. There's no tzad kvira, al shteyn Rambam. The gan tzazach shteyn Rambam. Chur, this is the pshat, this is what Ben Aperet is saying in the Rambam. In the mail, it's not totally b'chalang l'machal, b'chir b'sheshen. So I want to bring out, yes, to say it's tzavart. Look at, there's a lot of Torah. I'm thinking this Rambam, all the Rambams. One of the kashas, we took the day like Ringo, giving the Ksais will talk about this kasha. If they ask if this is Yisoid of the Rambam, Momon Shin Yilchavoy, yeah? Is that Yisoid? So then, Nafal, the ganze Shvuas of Bchir Kamaisa. Bchir Kamaisa, Bchir Kamaisa, we can't forget about Bchir Kamaisa. Bchir Kamaisa said, when there's a Hados Edom, when Ruven says Tevea Shimon Meir, and he has Hados Edom, he has Edom saying that Shimon owes him Chamisha, there's a Shvua, Mitin Hados Edom. Is based on a Magid, but he, on a Kes Mishnah, but he says, L'chayra, say, the Edom Gufa make it chain Yachalich B'vot. You can't fight against a Shtar, you can't fight against Edom also. Why isn't every Edom, every Ados Edom should be Mom and Shein Yachalich B'vot? A Shtar only Shtar is Mom and Shein Yachalich B'vot. Every Ados Edom is Mom and Shein Yachalich B'vot. So I want to say, the few Dogish that was saying in a bit of parrots, Pshat's like this. It's not Pshat L'maisa that Mitzias befoil the Mom and Mitzias no way to be Koyke. The Yisoid is the Taina doesn't start. So here's a big chiluk. We said this Yisoid last week. When you're coming, a Taina Shtar is a chiluk the way a person's Toyim. You come with the Shtar. The Etzim Tviya is a Tviya Sheba Shtar. He's Tviya Sheba Shtar. Zok to Rambam, when your Tviya has in the Tviya, inherent in the Tviya, a mechanism, a Koyach, that doesn't allow you to be Kofer, that's a Tviya that Mitzat Atzma is Mesulik Vindinu Dvar. But when someone comes and he has a Dos Edim, a Taina Mit Edim? No, Edim always Mibachutz. He doesn't Taina Mit Edim. He's tiny on the. There's a toin v'nitin. The Edom come mi bechutz to be machuyah in the toin v'nitin. Over there, you won't have the whole part of the Rambam. The whole part of the Rambam is not that at the end of the day, for sure, the moment he's going to win. That's not the part. The fact that you're sure you're not going to be seder, but I came to be toin in Bezdin. I didn't settle out of Bezdin. I came in Bezdin. And the Maisa doesn't mind to mix us all this Hadar Seidim of Adar, that should make a chiyuv sure. The word is if when the taina mitzalatz me shoyver betzida, when the taina in it itself, not shoyver, but a protection, it has a mogin, the taina itself mitzalatz me is mesuluk midinu dvorim, that taina doesn't create any dinu dvorim, and meila doesn't have the backdrop of meida mixas. Oh, by Ados Edom is coming mibachutz, Ados Edom is not coming mitoich the taina alein. So if it doesn't, coming with the koich from the taina alein, over there you don't have this word of the winter. Well, the Rishonim al-Khara saying Andrush, saying Nishvah, Nishvah Rabbeinu Peretz. The Rishonim are saying that Taka, this is yeah Geher Tzeil. So it's not clear. There's chidin in two ways how to understand what the Rishonim are saying. There is a mahalach to learn that the Rishonim maybe referring to the, like the Ksais. Rishonim are saying that the Rambam held that moment she niyocha lichbar boy, what it accomplishes is it's not really a din of halach. It's not saying that there's a real halach over here. What it accomplishes is the same lomdus as halach. Because the Ksais learned that halach is the haidah is unnecessary. The haidah is unnecessary because when halach is giving the money in his hand, the haidah is unnecessary. The haidah is lemais never chal, is never mechay. So too, by every moment she niyocha lichbar boy, also mitzan acher. The haidah is unnecessary. I don't need your haidah. It's mamash shenayach lichav. I don't need your haidah. That's a possibility. It's a little bit of a chiddush in the steam as a gemara. The gemara calls shemamino halachu. Ksois is a psheshtakal turret. Maybe that's what the rishonim mean. Kamachreinim I saw. Menachem is clear. He understood this way is that they understand the rishonim are saying me'ain. The rishonim are saying that maybe the rishonim are saying that be'etzem there's a tzad halach over here. Be'etzem there's karko over here. Of us in the tzadikarka betzim, it's not oiskefir, it's not halach. So they're saying that the soy betzim I said before in Bina Paris, since the din Torah is mukhra, that itself is mitzarif to make it halach. Not that it doesn't start the din udvar. Yeah, I don't understand this malach so much, but somehow that's mitzarif. The fact that ain't a yochel lichvavoy and the din Torah is going to be ended right away, that's mitzarif to the fact that there's karka lefenenu, that makes it halach. In other words, the mamashin of yichva boy is someone with starved to the fact that there's karkavir, and that makes it halach. It's more of a mamashis dika lamaisa dika halach dika din lefi the rishonim. So memela, if the rishonim are not saying what they're bein apparel, the bein apparel rishonim are clearly not saying what bein apparel is saying. They're not saying that there's no din udvarm here. That means at the time there's no din udvarm. So the rishonim lishitosam, they're able to say this din is totally on from chiyon of sheishes. But I want to realize, and this is a little help. I have a pshat because I worked on a very strong. This again to me is very chashuv always. You're learning sugis, but if in klali you also kvaita being mevar the shuas baum shuas. What is yisoid of shuas? Was the harsh of shuas? What is the breathe from? Came out last week in the sugi of melech. The etzem sugi of melech and that the sugi shuas exists between din and dvar. Any rishon who says there's a drara, any rishon who says there's some sort of drara shad meshaker, it's not something that stands on its own feet. It's not something convincing enough that it's a real shad meshaker b'tzaratim. When the din udvar, that's what Bezen looks at, the toin v'nitin, b'toich that toin v'nitin, and in the toin v'nitin, it's not the shad meshaker. So what I'm very much bothered by is the chayr of Ben Peretz, the way of Ben Peretz learns the Rambam, is a devil bar. What's the makam to be chayr on it? What's the makam to be chayr on it? All Rishonim are arguing that, except for the Rambam, and Ben Peretz, only two Rishonim, go away, Lamaisa, are arguing on this din. They hold, when there's a makam, moment sheni yachal lich barbo, they hold, it is my doing excess. Even the Rishonim who learned Pshat in the Rambam, who said they don't learn like a Ben Peretz. They're also not learning like a Ben Peretz that they didn't do it. What's the Mokum Tanya? L'chur, it's a Rizik Taina. L'chur, when a person comes with a Taina and he has a Shtar, L'chur, there is a Taina that doesn't have to do with the Dvar. So what's up to Andrew Rishonim? Why Taka is in a Moedah Mixes? That's what was bothering me. I thought about this a very long time. And I have Matzia, Tzvei Zachet, Tzvei Machshavs. Forget it, I won't hear very much about it. One machshav is maybe that they hold, this is a little more balabatish, more like the second mahalach, but kenzen they hold, that it's not the same thing as a hoidah. A hoidah, okay, I'm not the sugya of hoidah seidim, we're not approaching him hoidah seidim, but hoidah is something, once you have hoidah, it's something that's never nitin lahachish. A person hoidah is baldin gemen, we can't be chayzer, no one can be chayzer. Hoidah is achro gemura. Hoidah is achro gemura. The toin v'nitin, even though he can't be the Lashon Rambam, is he can't be kaifer, but it wasn't moidah. He can't be kaifer, what does that mean? He's against the shtar. Of our being against the star, the other could be other birurim. Later on, there could be another star. There could be other edim. Something could become and say this edim apostle. It's not as balbatish nekuda. The only thing that says borah, the only time that din Torah is totally mukhra is only by oidah. So that which the Rambam assumes that bechlal moment sheni yochel lichba by pshat is no mokum v'din udvarim. Efshenishaza, you're right. A kfir there is nishlo. He can't be kofer. He can't be kofer by himself. But it's already mukhra the same way as oidah efshenish. So maybe he's turning to Bezdin, because he wants Haidah. There's a Mokum to Tain in Bezdin, he wants Haidah. Ekum father in Haidah, he wants Haidah in Bezdin, he wants Yen to be Moedah. If Yen is Moedah, it's a Klais Kolt. It's a Klais Kolt. So maybe there is a Mokum, maybe Vidun is wrong. That's out, it's not out. It's at Bez, and Kach Nir Yoyser. Is that maybe Rishonim hold, and this is the Kudus Machalikas of Tosis, the Rishonim and the Rambam. The Rishonim hold that the Din with Vorm in Bezdin, I want to tell himself, I want him to think about it a lot. The din of dvarim bezdin is not only whether or not the chayiv exists or not. When I come and I'm with tevei and bezdin, rather the first thing is, you owe me money. I want to establish you owe me money. You all have my pekadim. Oh, but Kemira is clear that part of why you come to Bezin is even after that, I want to now be Teveah on my money. I want to be Teveah on my money now. And it's not only coming to Bezin to come and say, yeah, I owe you $100, now go back home. No, I'm coming to Bezin because I want to now be Teveah my $100. I don't know if somebody comes before 30 days, before the Leiva owes him the money, and he says, I want to down in Bezin, it's the only money. Mr. Bezin throws him out. We're not holding by being Teveah the Choyv. Part of what a person comes to Bezin, by Pekodin and by Choyv is, he's Mavarer's Chiyav, but after Monin the Chiyav. Levi Yermeli, and this has to do with the hearts of the Sugi and Halach, that the Rishonim hold that Din Udvarim is not only yes or no, whether or not I owe you. Part of Din Udvarim is, when I bring the Tviyah to Bezin, I'm Mavar the Chiyav, but now after Monin the Chiyav, now I want to get paid. That also is enough to be called Din Udvarim. You're right, Eini Yachal Lichbavoy. What's the Rambam saying? That when you bring a star, you can't decide, you can't say that it doesn't exist. So I'll ask you this: why does the guy go to Bezin to Tvei Ashtar? Why doesn't he Tvei out of Bezin? Why isn't Tvei out of Bezin? I think the partial reason is not because the guy is going to be kofer, because he wants the guy to pay off also. He's coming to Bezin, he wants it to be established in Bezin, now he wants the guy to pay off. That's why he's going to Tvei in Bezin. That's also Chelik of Dinu Dvarim. You're right, the initial Dinu Dvarim is the Iker to establish the Chayv. But he's bringing the Chayv to Bezin in order to be to mon lamais of the Chayv. So that could be, that's the one the Shema arguing. If you could be Shlem, if you say Kakois are Halach, so the Pshat is Mizum and Lefroya, I paid off already. The Rishonim say, then I close the case. Mitzad, the moment Shem Yechavaboy, you're right that the moment is, I can't deny the Chayv. But that doesn't say that's Mesulat the Din Udvarim. Halach is Mesulat the Din Udvarim, because Halach doesn't only say, I owe you. Halach says, I owe you when it's finished. You don't have what to come to Monday Bezdin. I'm paying you also. Yishrishan has his mahalach. What does it mean? He paid him already. But in a case where only any yochel lichberboy, that's not going to say there's no mokav v'divorim. And that would be a machlik samuka between the Rambam and the Rishon. The Rambam would hold that the din v'divorim is the ikar lagabi the kriya and the hoidah. That says the ikar, does the chayv exist? If there's no din v'divorim lagabi the kriya and the hoidah exists, that's not din v'divorim. There's no mokav v'divorim. But the Rishonim hold that no, the Rishonim hold not that way. They would add a Chelech. Chelech talks to the second dimension, the second Chelech. Chelech talks to the Shlav Beis. And Chelech says, not only is the Chayv Bor, but Chelech says it's finished. There's no reason to bring your Tvi'im Bezin. But if I bring my Tvi'im Bezin, even if the reason why I want my Tvi'im Bezin is to Mon, that's called, and there's still Din Udvar. It's kind of Zayin why. The Rishonim argue on the Rambam. Yeah. The Din, the Hemshech HaGemara, the Gemara brings the Din. Avenish Boyin Al Kfir's Shiva Kakois. Yeah. I don't think we have a chance to get Shibudim. I want to talk about Nakuda before. And Rashi already points out that Agamor is a very Mechudishtik application of Avenish Boyin Al Kfir's Shiva Kakois. Right, Agamor, what are we talking about? He's being Teveya a star that says Sloim, Yomi Sloim. Uven has a star that says Shimon Uzen Sloim. Rashi establishes right away in the beginning of the Sugya that there's no chance that it's considered that Chomesh is Nichol on the star. Since it doesn't explicitly say you owe me chamesh, even if Lu Yitzur, he does owe chamesh, that's not called a chayv shebishtar. But the chayv shebishtar is only something that's in the shtar. And it's posh, you can't collect that from the kuchas. There's no shibudim on the second three, the three, four, and five. That's what Rashi establishes right away. Two is in the shtar. So the Gemara says when you're moid in shtar, it's considered kvir shibakais, and ishbar kvir shibakais. But Rashi is bothered by it. What do you mean it's considered kvir shibakais? I mean, the three that they're disputing on, the three that he's been kvir, there's no shibir kakais on it. Why is that considered Einish Boyin Al Kfir Shiva Kakos? Zok Rashi, Havort. Zok Rashi, in our sugi shtetu, you say, Kishem she'einish Boyin Al Kfir Shiva Kakos, kachoy da'osan einim mevin l'dei shvu. The karka imit mi toyer shvu. So this, I want to focus on this, I want to bring out Nachamol. I'm cracking away, I want to bring out a yisoid, Nachamol and shvus. Same yisoid, we're saying, bring it out. What's Shem Rashi? Rashi shtetu, the din of Einish Boyin Al Kfir Shiva Kakos, shtetu, also, you can't be hoidah. Ma kesha, what's the shaykhs? The din of Einish Boyin Al Kfir Shiva Kakos, the mission in shvus. The mission of Shavuos is talking about regular cases, except for one case. It's talking about when you make a shvu on karka. There's a case of moed miksas. I'm moed miksas that I'm masking my OU part karka and I'm koy for the rest of a karka. There's a case of shoyimim. You gave me a land to watch or to land that. Eid echad says you own this land. Einish bar karka. You're making the ma'isa shvuos on a karka. Rashi is saying there is not only a halacha that you can't make a ma'isa shvu on a karka. In our sugi, you're not making a ma'isa shvu on karkois. You're making on three. There's also a halacha of einish boyin. The hoidah is not maybe the day shvur. Yeah. What's the kesher? What's the shaykhis? So Maizid is in Simon Memzayin, Birch Shmuel, he brings from Abchaim this. They heard about it, it doesn't listen, but Boshe said, Nochem said, B'shem Baruch Ber. But the Taich was, he said, Shtein Rashi, that the Geder, the original meat of what English Boyin al Karkois, is not the pshat that you don't make a shu on karka. When the topic of the shu is karka, you don't make a shu. That's not the pshat. The pshat is, and Nusra Baruch Be'er was, that karka is smite from the drawer. Drawer of shu. Drawer is not chal on karka. Drawer doesn't it? Drawer is not chal on karka, and karka can't make drawer. When I'm moed in kelim and I'm kofer b'karka, so who wants this drawer should be chal on karka, they should twir on karka. It's not chal on karka. And the other way around, when I'm moed in karka and I'm kofer b'kelim, or I'm moed in shtayim and kofer b'sholish, the karka can't conjure up a drawer, can't create a drawer. But that's in the Lashon Rashi, is a bit, Rashi's Lashon is, because imet mi toira shrua, Lashon Rashi, what's the Lashon toira shrua? Mi shrua. That's what Rashi means, mi toira shrua, the drawer shrua. So shtayim b'baruch b'ra, big yisoyim. That the original reason why I'm not shuing on a karka, in a regular case, is not because I can't make a maisha shu on karka, it's because there's no drawer on karka. I'm being too big, clear, very smooch into this. First of all, from our sugya lane, before you see that there's a din zoikikin, there's a din gilgul on karkas. Even though you don't make a shu on karkas, but when there's a din gilgul shu, you make a shu on karka. If the din halacha is that you don't make a shu on karka, who cares the gilgul shu? Say it, but at the end they have to make a shu on karka. Who cares if the din guru shu or guru shu? But I have to make a shu on karka. Feel Baruch Be'er is very geshmak. Baruch Be'er is saying the reason why you don't make a shua on karka is not because the topic of the shua is karka, it's because the drawer, the siba of the shua is not chal on karka. The siba, the drawer, the chshan meshaker, whatever drawer each rishon has, is not chal on karka. If the siba of the shua is not chal on karka, by gilgul shua you don't need a siba of a shua. Once I have one siba, like I have another moment, a gilgul shua, shua gerer shua. Another lechayr graces maches. The pasha says you zicher make a shua seses, so you do make a karka. You know, other shua is darbon, you don't make, but shua seses, you make a karka. What do you mean? Well, the rice at tiknu. Why are you making shu on karka? So the feed this, and you have to be baitik this. But the feed this is a grace of mocha. That it could be, there's a lot of rice, we're going to talk this in Hemshech, and the next week is going to be again. The shu hesis, it could be, is not based on drawer. Shu hesis is not based on drawer. Shu hesis is a shu on drawer, to see exactly what this means. So the feed of Be'er, it's gewaldic. The yisoid of karka, is not we can't make a shu. Karka is not chal shu, but if I have a shu, and the yisoid of the mechayiv shu is not drawer, I can make a shu on the karka also. That's you could divvy Baruch Be'er. I want to dig. What's the pshat? What does it mean there? What does it mean? Remember, everyone was looking at each other. What does it mean that karka was smite from the drawer of shul? What does it mean? There's less of chshan meshaker. Chshan meshaker is not chal on the karka. What's made this? You could say it's a gerim zeres abosim. Zeres abosim. So I want to try to touch it up. Chora, what he means to say, the Baruch Be'er means to say, it doesn't mean the chshan meshaker. Chshan meshaker is no different, could be the etzem chshan meshaker in karka or in anything else. Same chshan meshaker, the same likeness, since he was moed at the half of your statement, mistabi, you're right on the other half of your statement, it's just, is there. It's not any less in karka, it's very hard to hear. There's less of a chshad on karka, but etzem is less of a chshan on karka. We see the hoidah conjuring up less of a drawer, less of a fishiness on karka. It's fair on the seichel, it's fair to understand. Baruch Be'er means, like we're talking about the Mafteach of Shuas. Mafteach of Shuas is what's called Dinu Dvar. So we spoke out last week, which are the Mechiach. The karka, the chshad by itself is not chal. It needs a mokum to be chal. Some calls in the bed and say, you know, it looks a little fishy. Very nice, it looks a little fishy. You have a raya? Get out of here. It looks a little fishy. When there's Dinu Dvarim, when there's a Toyin V'nitin, and it's Matzliach to have a Dinu Dvarim on something, then chshad, then if we have a little leaning, a hint, that it looks something fishy, that's in the type of mokum. I think this is the Taisha Baruch Be'er meant. Baruch Be'er said, karka is in the smite from Dinu Dvorim. That's what he meant. He didn't mean this to the Shadchash. Karka is something that doesn't have a Dinu Dvorim. There's a grace attached. And the Etzim is a Rambam. The Rambam, in Perek Zayin Shuas, Halach Adal, he says over the meat of karka. Karka is in the smite, because it's not Nisrabe in the Klal Prat Klal. The Rambam says, because when the Torah said the Parsha Shuas, it only said Metaltel. So Parsha, you look in the Gemara says, it says Dover Metaltel, not karka. Rambam adds in, Mashenkin Karkois, Harehem. The same idea that we have why karka is not nixelis. The idea that karka is always much more sturdy. Karka is something you can't be mavriach, you can't send to the Swiss banks. Karka is always something, it's very clear where it is. It's not as much sveikas by karka, but it's just nea bailam. That is l'chara, kanir, the taish of karka and smai from Jor. Karka is something that the dinu dvorim, that your mitzliach is much more, much less of a dinu dvorim on karka. Again, I'm not saying you really need a posik for it. But the gather of the posik is, they don't have a dinu dvorim. Karka. Karka is not chal on dinu dvorim. When you're moida and mixes karka, and your koifer mixes karka, so the dinu dvorim on the karka is not chal. If the dinu dvorim on the karka is not chal, then I don't care the chshan meshaker. What did I ask before? The chshan meshaker is no difference in karka and anything else. I'm asking. That's what we keep on being madgish. Without dinu dvorim, there's no mocking for a karka. The yisoid is there's no dinu dvorim. Karka is nismayim mitoy rashua. That's what Rashi means. Maybe. So Chiddushim Pshat. Torah Shua means no door. That's what it means. Torah Shua, that's the Torah. That's the Torah that Shua breathes off. That's the ear. That's the atmosphere that Shua lives in. Karkas this might from the dinu dvarim. So that's the kashem. Not only is karka dinu dvarim is not chal on karka, but karka also, that's what we explained the whole last week, that in order for the haidah to generate and create a chshad, it also has to be part of the dinu dvarim. If the chamishim that I'm moidon is not part of the dinu dvarim, it doesn't create a drara on the second chamishim. So does a grashi kashem shein karka is this ma'ay mitara shua that it's not part of the dinu dvarim be a chal shua on it. So too, when you're married on it, it was never part of the dinu dvarim. It's not enough part of dinu dvarim to be dinu dvarim in order to create a shua on the second chelik. Kashem shekir osam doesn't make a shua. Kach hoida osam also doesn't make a shua. This isn't the kudu we want. This is what we found. What we're trying to find in our magolis, that you could have something that means. We say dror. We don't mean the etzem chashad meshaka. We mean the something that gives the klich to meshad meshaka. Refira is one shein gazach. Again, to the hemshul. So I don't know how many people saw this, but the Rambam. The Rambam is a pshat. The Kamar Yishayim learned. The Gemara says, the Gemara is trying to find a case of Halach by Karka. Sorry, not Halach by Karka. The Gemara says, every time you talk about Karka, L'chur, it's always Halach. Every Karka is Halach. The Gemara says, it's a pretty famous Gemara. The Gemara says, no. We found a case of Karka. It's not Halach when you're Chafar about Boyer's Sikh and Mars. Someone's being Tevea, the Karka, and he's Chafar about Boyer's Sikh and Mars. It's Kamar Pshatim in the Rishayim, different Pshatim in the Rishayim. But the Rambam learns, and the Rishayim tells us something, Mukhi learns like the Rambam. Kamar Yishayim learned the pshat is that you're being teveya Yenim, Reuven's being teveya Shimon, that he dug in his karka. He had a karka, and Shimon is masking he has a karka. But he's saying, you dug holes in my karka. And Shimon says, you're right, I dug a hole, but I only dug one, not two. I dug one, not two. That's called Kfir Shiva Kakois. Why is it Kfir Shiva Kakois? The Rambam saying, I'm being teveya Tashin Mizik and back to Baba Kam. I'm being teveya to give me the amount of the each bar is worth $100. Give me $200. And you say, only $100 for one bar that I dug. Give me $200. He's being tevia moments. So there's a mahalach from the machne Ephraim, one mahalach. But the ma'is and the rishonim and shuas davem beis. The magamishna stayed already. At the yisoid of the Rambam is a big yisoid. That the Rambam holds that the din of einish boyin al karkois is not only does not totally on the present day time. The present day time it could be to being tevia moment. But it becomes machmas tvias karkas. It becomes because I had a tvia on karka. Even if it's the shtalshel today, it's loivish, it's poishit tzura, loivish tzura. Today I'm being tevei you moment. Tevei you moment. Rishonim are talking about a fascinating case. Rishonim are talking about a case where I gave you a sorag fonim. I gave you something and it was attached to the ground. It's mechubel karka. And right now you harvested them and they're not attached to the karka. But since the nidan is how many I gave you, I'm saying I gave you 10. You said 5. And the nidan was in the time that I gave you, they were attached to the ground. Lefi the Rambam, that's going to be called shibet karkois. Tvi shibet karkois. Today they're not attached. Dr. Rishonim, that's the Yisrael of the Rambam. Anytime the Tfiyah comes machmas karkois, anytime the original Tfiyah, the Sivas HaTfiyah, the original catalyst of the Tfiyah was common karkois, even though today again, you're not tanning on karkois. B'chol, you're not tanning on karkois, b'chol. You're tanning on something that's minutak. Oh, but that's the Yisrael of the Rambam. Abad, that's a chiddush rab. I'm saying, l'chari, l'fi, what we're saying, it has a bit of latach. Rambam is a huge chiddush. And the Rambam, if the Yisrael is, the karka, the Yisrael is, karka is misal gudin udvar. The Rambam holds, not only you have to down on the Tfiyah today, the other Rishonim, a lot of the Argon Rambam, they hold you down on Tfiyah today. If the Tfiyah today, the Mais is metalpon, or it's Mois, Seder, I can make a Karka. But the Rambam held, even if it's the Siba to the Siba, it's the original Siba, it's the original Kazakh, it's literally just Siba, it's Mesoivet everything. If the Karka in the Zikin over there, you have to tie it, you're Mazik my Karka. Because you're Mazik my Karka, I have a Tfiyah on my Karka, I have a Tfiyah, you Nemsu for my Karka, now I have a Tfiyah on Mois. Overcomes all, the Toyin, the Nitin, and Bezdin has to start with Karka. If the Toyin, the Nitin, and Bezdin has to start with Karka, Dr. Rambam. Karka can't be involved in any point in the Tain Venitin to create a shul, even if it's in the beginning, even if it's the first domino, or the first thing that starts off the whole picture of the equation. Karka is totally in this mayit from the Torah's Dvar Shul. What the Kibbutz wanted is to bring out this Baruch Pera, bring out Rashi. There's a big raya, we started saying last week, the shul breathes off Tain Venitin. The whole Dvar's Shul by itself is nothing, only when it stells a suit to a Tain Venitin and Dvar. I'm going to go to the next one.